I'm to what God is doing, grateful for what God is doing in this great church. Amen. God bless all of you that are members of Praise Tabernacle locally and all over this country. Amen. God has really made us an international ministry, just basically from almost right here where we are, right here in our garage. Amen. Amen. This is where we've been throughout the pandemic up to about a couple months ago. We went back into, amen, our building. Amen. And from that, God blessed us to switch buildings and find another building. And we're grateful for that on tonight. Amen. And most of all, we're just excited about the Word of God. Amen. How many of you know everything is going down but the Word of God? Amen. We're excited just to know that God is with us. Amen. It's never been with us. It's never been about a building, but it's always been about God. And it's in Him that we live, move, and have our being. Amen. Let's turn briefly tonight to the book of St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, beginning at verse 39. St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, looking at verse number 39. Amen. Verse 39. It's St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. Amen. So glad to see all of you, my father's children, so many of my cousins. I saw on Tamesha, which is, amen, she's an honorary member here. Amen. All the way from Nebraska. Amen. She's been so faithful over these past few months, and we're grateful for her. Also saw my cousin, I think that was Leandra, down in, I think, Albany. Yeah, Blakely. I think Blakely area. Amen. There's two of my cousins I saw already. I don't know who else of my family may be on here or my wife's family. Amen. But we thank you so much. Amen. I know my sister Shan is on. Amen. And we're just so grateful tonight to be yet in the land of the living. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I'm glad to be in the sanctuary. Could have been in the cemetery. Amen. Pamela, don't worry about that. You ain't got to see it on there. Just put it on one of these chairs so I can do see the monitor. Amen. Put it on. You can put it on the bottom of that right there or sit right there and leave it on there. Amen. St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. Amen. Verse number 39. Amen. Verse 39. Amen. I want you to read it with me if you have it. Amen. If you have it, read it with me. St. Luke, amen, the 23rd chapter. Let's start. We're only going to start with just one verse. Amen. There's not many verses to go through on tonight, and that's okay. Amen. We know that the verses that we will travel through will be a blessing to you. St. Luke 23:39. Amen. If you don't have it by now, just catch up with us later on. Amen. On the count of three, for those of you that can, read it with me. One, three. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Amen. Amen. We're going to read that again. Amen. Just that one passage starting out, St. Luke 23 and verse 39. Read it again if you can. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Amen. We're going to take our topic tonight. Let me see. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him. Amen. That's what we're going to take our subject from tonight. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him. If you got a neighbor, look at that neighbor and say, neighbor, simple topic on tonight, and that topic is hanging out. Hanging out. Look at somebody say, we was just hanging out. We was just chilling. Tell them, say, we was just hanging out. We was just hanging out. Amen. And we want to talk from that subject tonight, hanging out. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you on tonight. We appreciate you allowing us another golden opportunity, another golden moment to preach the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask now that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name, every heart shout, amen. Amen. Hanging out. We was just hanging out. Amen. That's right, Deacon Berger. God bless you. I see one eye deacons. That's right. Hanging out. Amen. Have you ever been warned to watch who you hang out with? Is anybody here that can say, Brother Omar, I've been warned of that in my life. I've been warned, I've been told to watch who I hang out with. And it's just real important. I was often told, especially by my parents, that you are known by the company you keep. My father, the late Bishop Dewey F. Long, would often use that and say that and tell me and tell the church that you are known by the company you keep. Maybe you are more accustomed to this phrase. Some of y'all out here, you're a little older. God bless you, Minister Tolbert. I see you. You may be accustomed to this phrase right here. It says, birds of a feather, Lord help me tonight, flock together. Yeah, see, I knew some of y'all was a little older, Sister Kenya. I see, yeah, birds of a feather, what do? They flock together. There's another phrase that we've often heard, and some of us have even repeated to loved ones, to family, to friends, that says, guilty by association. Some of us have been guilty by association. And what that guilty by association, in its simple form, it just simply means that you may not have committed the act. Yes, sir. But because you were with the individuals while they committed the act, you were just as guilty. Lord, I wish I had the right folk in here tonight. Yeah, guilty by association. You may not have done it. You may not have went in the store, picked up those annihilators or those Skittles. See, those you did some hood folks. I got in the hood folk out there. You know about lemon heads and Boston baked beans and stuff like that. Annihilators and nerds. You know about that type of candy. Amen. And if you went in our neighborhood back in Lewis Park, when I was coming up, we had a corner store. And not only did we have a corner store, but we had several individuals in our neighborhood that sold candy. You could go get pig feet, you could go get pickles, amen, you can get lemon heads, you can get kind of pretty much whatever you wanted, but you was often told guilty by association. Be careful who you go into the stores with, because if your friend picks up, amen, you know your friend got a sticky hand. That's what they used to say, sticky hand, sticky fingers. You know that friend has a sticky hand and a sticky finger, but here you are running around in the store with them, and then you're trying to come out the store, don't know that them Japanese, amen. We had Japs back in Little Park. We call them Japs. Amen. They the ones ran the store. Amen. They could see you. Amen. And now maybe you didn't have the candy in your pocket, but because the person you was with had the candy. Yeah. Miss Lackey, a different one. Because the person that you was with had the candy. Don't do that. Don't plug that. Don't want too much going tonight. Amen. Because the person you was with had the candy, you was assumed guilty as well. So not only would they check your friend, but they would check you also. Hey, sit down. Guilty by association, as we stated, which simply means, amen, you may not have committed the act, but because you were with the individuals while the act was being committed, you were guilty. There are so many young folks, so many young, amen, African Americans, amen, especially that are in prison now, not because they committed the act, but because they was riding with the folk that committed it. Amen. When my father bought me my first car, he warned me then, don't have a whole bunch of folk riding with you. Amen. You could have the best agenda. You could have the best thing at heart. You could have the best thing going on, but you can't, amen, you can't always check the folk that's riding along with you. You could have the best intentions, but, amen, someone riding along with you may have the worst intentions. Look at somebody say, we was just hanging out. We was just hanging out. Amen. No doubt thousands, as we stated, of people are incarcerated now because they were hanging out with those that committed the act. And as I told you, my father often reminded me not to ride with a lot of folk in my car. Amen. In some cases, I would listen. Yeah, in some cases, I knew who to allow to ride with me. But in other cases, amen, in some cases, I wouldn't listen because I had already learned how to pick who I was hanging out with. See, I didn't have, that wasn't, amen, in my day coming up, amen, I can only speak for myself, I can't speak for everybody, amen, that wasn't a whole bunch, I didn't really have to worry a whole bunch about peer pressure and folk pressuring me, because I knew who to be around, I knew who to hang with, amen, I had, amen, and not only that, I was okay hanging by myself. A lot of folks get in trouble nowadays because you always got to have somebody with you. You got to always have somebody around. Amen. Learn to just be okay with yourself and God. So sometimes I would listen, and amen, when I was growing up, amen, when I started driving, if we were going to places, or amen, we was going to a ball game, or amen, as I got a little older, we was going to shut-in. We was going to church. Amen. Amen. And the circle of friends I had, we all had the same agenda. Amen. We all was going to church. That's where I met my wife at. Amen. At a shut-in. Amen. I was about 19 years old. 19 years old. Amen. As a young man, even back then, in the midnight, I went out partying and clubbing and, amen, doing all that. I'm in the shut-ins. Lord, I wish I had the right place, the right church out here on the night. Amen. So, yeah, you got to be careful, but have the courage. Look at somebody and say, have the courage to stand alone. We were also told that seldom visits. This was one of my father's favorite sayings, and I want to share this with you on tonight. He would often tell us, seldom visits make long friendships. Let me say it again for the YouTube and chaos and Facebook. Seldom visits make long friendships. What did he mean when he was saying that? What he simply meant was don't be at somebody's house all the time. Learn to stay at home. I ain't got no weapon here tonight. Amen. You don't have to be over at folks' house all the time. I can't get no help if you're on the night. Amen. Yeah. You don't have to. Amen. Sometimes, look, you don't want to make folk happy twice. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Happy when you showed up and happy when you leave it. You want folk to invite you back. Amen. Seldom visit. Tell your friend, tell your sibling. Look, stay out of folk's house all the time. Stay at your house. Seldom visit. Make long friends. I like that also, Major. I like that. That's a good one. Absence makes the heart grow thunder. Yeah. See, if you stay away and let folk invite you, matter of fact, you should be popping up at nobody's house uninvited anyway. Lord, they ain't gonna get no offer tonight, Lord. Amen. They don't get no love offer tonight. Amen. You should be popping. I don't care who it is. Hey, ain't no wrong with sending a text. Would you like for me to? Can I come over? And if you don't get if you text or call, amen, text or email, and you ask somebody, can I come over? And you don't get a response, that's not, amen, an answer to say yes, you can come over. If you don't get a response, then, Lord, the answer is no. Don't you just pop up. Then you get mad. Girl, I came by your house. I was knocking at the door. I seen your baby. I seen the baby. And never did nobody come to the door. Y'all don't know that is what? Amen. And some of us got it bad, and you know folks popping up. Amen. Then you send your daughter, send the child to the dorm, and you tell the child, look, tell her, sister, do nothing. I'm not here. Amen. Sister Asia, the little baby go to the door, open the door and say, my mama told me to tell you she's not here. That's what your mama, yeah, my mama in the bed, she's standing right up there, she told me to tell you she's not here. Amen. Look, somebody said, we were just hanging out. We were just hanging out. So don't make folks happy twice. Happy when you showed up, but more happy when you leave. All right? Don't always be in folks' face. And as I told you, at folks' house. Know when to go home. Look, somebody, push somebody if you got a neighbor. Just point at somebody and say, know when to go home. I don't care how much you can get on that. And they keep, no, no, come on. Hey, you know when it's time, you should know when it's time for you to go home. When folks start yawning, yeah, I guess it's about that time. Well, I got to get up in the morning. And then you were still sitting there. It's time for you to go home. Okay, there are no signals that you ought to know when it's time for you to go home. When a person starts doing something, law in the morning, 6 o'clock, don't get here before you know it. It's already 12 and you still sitting there. Oh, let somebody say, go home. Oh. Knowing to go home. So I knew as a young child who to hang out with. Parents never had to, for the most part, never had to worry about getting a call from me because of in trouble. Okay? But we must note that if we hang with a person with a different vision, okay, they will either pull you into their vision, yeah, or you will pull them into your vision. I'm almost through. Okay? So we got to be careful. If you hang with a person that has a different vision than you, one or two things is bound to happen. And if you're not strong enough, they will pull you like a tug of war. In the tug of war, amen, always the biggest is not always the strongest. But whoever's the strongest, in most cases, is going to win tug of war. And some of you got tug of war in your life right now. You're riding and thinking with folks that you want to go one way, Lord, help me tonight. And they're pulling you the other way. Okay, see if you can fix that mama so I can see who's talking back to me out there. Amen. Yeah, it's a tug of war. You got one vision on where you want to go and what you want to do, and it's seemingly sometimes taking you longer than what you thought. Is it possible? The reason why it's taking you, Pastor Hampton, amen, God bless you. The reason why it's taking you so long is because the folks you're hanging out with are pulling you a different way. You got one vision. You got great dreams. You got great ventures that you have in mind. Those of you listening through chaos, you got great things. You're ambitious. You got you see great visions and great dreams. You got great aspirations and great goals, but you can't seem to achieve them or reach them possibly. That's what I think. Is it because folks you hanging out with pulling you the other way? I like that, Pastor Hampton. Crabs in a basket. That's good, saying wrong crowd, wrong direction. Let me get through here. Look at the lady and say, we were just hanging out. We were just hanging out. Didn't mean to be rude, didn't mean no harm. We was just hanging out. Let me close this tonight. Let's look at verse 39 again. And one of the male factors, at this time, amen, we understand what happened. Jesus being crucified, they beat him and did all this, these terrible things to him. Now he's hanging. And one of the male factors, which were hanged railed on him, was talking trash, in so many ways, was talking trash to Jesus. What was he saying? He was saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Let's pause for station identification. Listen, you can't be saved if you don't know and believe that he is Christ. It can't be if. Can't be if. You got to, amen, that we are saved by grace through faith. You got to believe beyond shadow of a doubt that he is the Christ,
yes,
the Son of the living God. It can't be no if. See, if it's an if, that means now you want to play the cards in your, you want the cards to be in your benefit.
Yes.
If you be the Christ, then save thyself and us. Not if you are Christ, then I'm already saved through you. So that's a benefit. Okay? You know who you're hanging with, there are pros and cons. This man, the first thief, son of biblical theologians say this was the thief on the left. Now, I don't know what scripture this says, just some folks, some say that. I don't know what the benefit of it or whatever, but one of the malefactors which will hang well on him said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. You can't be saved if it's an if. Can't be saved if it's an if. Verse 40. But the other answering rebuked him. The other malefactor, the other thief that was on the cross, hanging out with Jesus. Lord, he hang with folk on the cross, amen. He hang with folks in the gutter. He hang with folks on the hood. He hang with folks on the project. He hang with folks on the White House. He hang with folks in the Waffle House. He hang. Just look at somebody and say, we were just hanging out. We was just. Now, is there anybody out there, anybody in here that's ever had a hangout with Jesus? Have you ever hung out with him? Are you willing to hang in here with him? But the other, verse 40, ain't nobody a few verses, 43, and I'm closing this. But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? You're in the same predicament. Have you ever just had folk that you were hanging with, amen, they wanted to talk and berate you and talk down to you, amen, when they was doing the same thing you was doing? Come on here, am I talking right tonight? Folk that want to talk about your marriage, amen, talk about your children, amen, and forget that they done told you everything about their marriage and everything about their children. We in the same condemnation. We hanging in the same position. Don't you fear God? You ain't no better than he is.
Right.
The truth of the matter, amen, ain't none of us no better than the other.
Right.
Without God, we can do nothing. We are nothing.
Right.
But in him we live, move, and have our being. Amen. I'm so glad that, amen, no matter what other folks say about me, no matter what other folks put out about me or put out about you, I'm grateful to Jesus that he did what? He looked beyond. See, you got to, when you hang with folks, that's got a mind to stay down here, that's got a mind to be negative all the time, and amen, bitter days, and amen, doubting devils, amen, want to stay down here, amen, Jesus will lift you up and allow you, and what Jesus would do himself is look beyond. When you look beyond, you ain't got time to worry about this little stuff down here. He looked beyond all my thoughts. He looked beyond my accusation, for the devil is the accuser of the brother. He looked beyond all that. And over that, he saw my need. And great is thy faithfulness. Yeah, can I got a witness in here? I'm about to get through here. Amen. Is there anybody here that can lift your hand and say, great is his faithfulness? Come on, lift your hands right when y'all say, God, you've been great. You've been faithful. Great is thy faithfulness to me. There were others that I was hanging out with, amen, when they went to tell on me, you covered me. When they went to rat and snitch on me, amen, you covered me. Then somebody say, cover me, Lord, cover me. And the other answered, rebuked him, saying, does not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We stay in the same hood. We stay in the same projects. The same big rat that's running through my house is running through yours. Amen. I didn't, matter of fact, amen. Some of you grew up in places you didn't have roaches until some folk came to hang out with you. And when they came to hang out with you, they brought, amen, extra folk with them that you still can't get rid of now. Say, Lord, check the book bag, check the knapsack. You didn't have no roaches. Amen. The folk came to hang out with you. Now you and the orphan folk, amen, y'all best friends now, because every month, amen, twice a week, come on back out here, amen, come on out here, we need you to spread. We was hanging out with the wrong folk. Yeah. And when you hang out with the wrong folk, amen, once you find out they're the wrong people, then, amen, hopefully you got enough sense not to hang out with them again. Same condemnation, verse 41, and we indeed justly. The second thief, the one that they say was on the right, said in verse 41, we indeed just meet. In other words, he said, we're up here and because we deserve to be up here. You have anybody, amen, that got in an issue, got in trouble, and always wanted to blame somebody else? And not take responsibility, come on, Brother Zachary, for his actions, for her actions, want to blame everybody else? This man said, we indeed justly, we up here because we deserve to be. For we receive the due reward. Lord, I got to close for tonight of our deeds. We receive the due reward. The wages of sin is death. Pastor Patrick, that the gift of God is eternal life. You just got to hang with it. We indeed just live, but we receive the due reward of the olive of our deeds. Yes. Somebody say, but. Lord, I got to get through here. This man has done nothing amiss. Thief on the cross, no doubt, had heard. Lord, I feel like preaching about Jesus and understood what had just taken place. No doubt that they may have been in court at the same time. I don't know, what their steps were to get to Calvary. But one thing I know is that they were hanging out right now at the same time Jesus. And the man said, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. I'm through with y'all, God bless your hearts. I got to run on and see what the end's gonna be. But this man has done nothing amiss. In other words, come on, this man ain't done nothing wrong. Look at somebody and say, do you know this man? This man can heal all sickness and disease. Ask your neighbor and say, do you know this man? This man can walk on water. I'll have to preach that the next time. The subject will be this man. This man opened blinded eyes. Wave your hand and say, this man. This man called the lame to walk. Let me hear you shout, this man. This man will cause the dumb to talk. This man can do just what he said he'll do. This man can still raise the dead. This man can still heal all sickness and disease. Wave your hand and say, I'm glad to know this man. Say yes, Lord. I got to leave you now, but I can preach more from the subject this man. And the Bible, the Bible, the Bible declares in verse number 42, and he said unto Jesus, he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Is there anybody here that'll wave your hand, put your hand in the air? Able to save a thief, and at the same time, preach to the spirits that are already in the grave. Clap your hands and say this man. Say it. Is there anybody here that's grateful that one day you was able to hang out with Jesus? I got the clothes here, but before I close, I gotta tell you what we got here, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with the call of two thieves. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, we're dealing with a tale of two thieves. We got two thieves hanging out together. Two thieves that sit together. Two thieves dying together. And two thieves talking together. You got to be careful when you got two thieves hanging around. You got to be careful when you got two thieves talking to you. Both of these thieves recognize Jesus as being afraid. Let me tell you, the thief of the nail recognize Jesus as being a friend. The thief of the right recognize Jesus as being a friend. Now you got to understand what a friend is. A friend in the simplest form is a connector between two sides. And it's simplicity. A friend connects the left side to the right side. And then the Lamb of God is a friend over troubled water. If my mama was here, he would say he's a rock, he's a weary man, he's a shelter in time of the storm. Yeah! Do you know him as a friend over troubled water? Do you know him as shelter in the time of the storm? He walks with you. He'll heal you. Cause he's a bridge between sickness and healing. He's a bridge between sin and salvation. He's a bridge between trouble and freedom. He's a bridge between sorrow and joy. Is there anybody here that's ever needed to cross the bridge? Anybody ever had to
Because if you're not careful, God said when he said it and how he said it. Be careful who you talk to. They use the same and old song. Back in my old church, Sister Jimmy Scott used to bring a song. Just be careful. Be careful. And I just want y'all to know, both of you listen to me, both of you watching me, I came to tell ya, be careful who you hang with. If you got a neighbor, find your neighbor and say, neighbor, be careful who you hang with. Say yeah. I got to leave ya. I got to get through. I'll see you on Sunday morning, but we will continue to hang on out with Jesus. But I'm reminded, yeah, of the second thief. I'm closing now. I got to leave ya. But before I go, I got to tell ya a little bit more about the second thief that told Jesus to remember me when thou come into thy kingdom. Somebody had the nerve to ask the thief, the second thief, while he was hanging out with Jesus. They asked the second thief, asked him a question. They said, thief, second thief, what did you see while hanging out with Jesus? The thief said, while I was hanging out with Jesus on the cross, the thief said, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Another reporter said, Mr. Dean, can I ask you another question? The second reporter said, Mr. Dean, somebody said that the scene was real bloody. The second thief said, yes, you're right. It was a bloody situation. It was a bloody scene. It was nasty. It was bloody. But the thief said, I know it was the blood on me. One day, when I was lost, Jesus, he died on the cross, and I know it. Ooh, Lord, I know it was the blood for me. And they told the audience, they told the reporters, no more questions. Man, you got to dismiss. But I heard there was one more reporter that got the chance to ask the second thief one more question. And the reporter said, how much blood was it? Was it real? Bloody? Was the situation real bloody? And I heard, the second thief said unto the person, I don't know how much blood it was. I don't know how far it went. But one thing I know is the blood, it reaches to the highest mountain. I don't know how but as you know, blows to the lowest. Mammy, you say, I don't know. I was tired, but the Lord gave me strength. From day to day, it will never, never, never. Hey! Hey! Never! It will never fall. To the highest mountain, the distance is long. To the lowest valley, yeah.
Losing. Oh, $264. The number is 264.
Once again, for those of you that would like to give an offering on tonight, it's your Thursday night service.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. That is your Thursday night service. $OZ264. Someone said, well, I would love to be able to give tonight. I'd like to use a debit, credit card, PayPal, Zelle. You can do so. We're going to give you the number. You can call right now. Our financial officers are waiting to hear from you. Our officers are waiting to hear from you. 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-6056. That's where you can call and use your debit and credit card to let them know it's for Pastor. So Brother Omar, so Bishop Zachary, just want to encourage him. Thank God for that word. That word encouraged me on tonight. Give them a call, if you will. Once again, the Cash App, those of you that would like to give by Cash App, $OZ, and the number is 264. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night celebration on behalf of me and my precious wife, our children. Man, we thank you so much for tuning in, our family, friends, loved ones. Even if we have any enemies out there, amen, we love you too. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being a part of our Thursday night celebration. Listen, we're going to be back Sunday morning. Amen. Sunday morning. Listen, for the past few Sundays or so, we've been starting at 9:15. This Sunday, we're going to kick it off at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to kick it off at 9 o'clock. We're going to start. Sunday morning, we're just going to push. We're already in the building anyway. We normally get in around 8:30 to set up and everything. So we're just going to go in on and use those extra 15 minutes to shower a little bit more, to sing a little bit more, and to preach a little bit more. So beginning this Sunday, amen, spread the word. Put it all on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Put it everywhere. Let the people know. Praise Tabernacle is going to be starting 15 minutes early. Starting this Sunday, we're going to get it popping. We're going to get it jumping at 9 a.m. Amen. Our special guest is going to be ministering to us on Sunday morning, D&K Bible Break. D&K, that's a husband and wife team. Elder Darren and Lady Keitha Oliver. Amen. World renowned. Amen. They're going to be flying in. They'll be in. Amen. They'll be in. Some of their children will be in with us Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. To break forth the word of something different, something we've never done. Amen. Something I've never seen done. But amen. I'm so excited to see amen. Another husband and wife team. Amen. Sit down and break forth the word of life, the bread of life. Amen. On Sunday morning, you don't want to miss it. Amen. You don't want to miss it. Get your coffee, get your eggs, your bacon, get everything, be ready. Amen. Get your offering ready for Sunday morning. Amen. I want to thank those of you that's been supporting us. Amen. We do have a goal that we're trying to reach. Amen. We're trying to get around 10, 15,000 or so before we start to try to venture back out. Amen. And find us another building, another location. Amen. You know, whatever the Lord says at that time. Amen. We want to thank. Amen. Pastor Sam, a friend of mine that's allowed us to use his facilities. Amen. We did this because we didn't want to be a burden. We could have stayed in our old building. Amen. But we didn't want to be a burden. We didn't want to have that pressure, that financial obligation, amen, on the people. But that's the reason why we moved. Amen. Amen. Especially at this time, in this season. Amen. There's not a shortage of buildings. Amen. There is a shortage of people. So we want to. We want to specialize in people, not specialize in building buildings. Amen. So that's the reason why. Don't let nobody else tell you to bang up. That's the reason. Amen. We want to lift that burden. All right. We thank you, Amos. Meet us back Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Lead us back. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We glorify you. We thank you for what we heard on tonight. We thank you. We pray that you would touch your people, even those on our prayer list. You know we didn't get a chance to call every name on tonight. We ask that you would touch each and every one that's on our prayer list. God, continue to strengthen them, heal their bodies. Lord, God, let them know if they keep hanging out with you, you'll make everything all right. And we thank you and we appreciate you for another day's journey. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. As we leave this place for them, your presence, Matthew 28:19-20, tells us to go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. God bless you and good night.